Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This coming weekend, the American people are going to celebrate and observe Thanksgiving. And even though this is not a religious holy day, there's really nothing wrong with keeping it unless we don't understand the intended meaning. You see, if we go back to the beginning of Thanksgiving, we realize that it was the early pilgrims, the colonists, who expressed their thankfulness to God for a plentiful harvest after very serious trials throughout the year. And then later, the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, issued a proclamation of Thanksgiving. But then it was Abraham Lincoln who set aside the last Thursday in the month of November for Thanksgiving Day celebrations. And notice what he said in his proclamation. Now again, this is something which most people today perhaps take for granted, have forgotten, but I would say it is something which is more relevant today than it has ever been before. This is what Abraham Lincoln pointed out. He said, "No human counsel has devised, nor has any mortal hand worked out these great things," referring to the United States of America. He goes on to say, "They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy." Today, my friends, the vast majority of the United States of America has turned from God, is sinning constantly. And of course, most people don't even know and realize what sinning is, that it is the transgression, the violation of God's laws, which He has given mankind for their own good. And God is angry. And we read in the Bible that in these last days, He will bring serious punishment, especially on the people of the United States of America and of Great Britain, of Canada, New Zealand, Australia. But we have to understand, my friends, He is doing it to wake us up. The Bible tells us that God chastises us when we are in need of punishment because He loves us, because He wants the best for us. And how could it be differently? God has created you and me for a purpose. He wants you and me to be in His family, and God is a family. But He is not going to allow you access to His family if we are rebelling against Him. And so even when we are going through serious trials out of our own making, we should be thankful to God that He is allowing us to wake up. You see, the thankfulness I am talking about, my friends, is not just a temporary passing expression of fleeting emotions. It is something which needs to be part of your life. When we are keeping Thanksgiving Day next week, are we even giving a thought to the one who is giving us every good gift from above? Or do we think that it is our might, our strength, our ability which has brought us whatever wealth, whatever prosperity we are having? Do we realize that our prosperity is going away quite quickly, and that really no politician, whether he is in government or whether he is trying to become a governmental official, is going to be able to change what we are seeing right now, that this country is being plagued by an economic downfall which is irreversible? Many people don't understand that. They think that they can go on living the way they do and they still will create tremendous success for themselves. It is not going to happen if you believe God's word, the Bible. Sometimes, my friends, we are going through serious trials not because we deserve them, but because God wants us to become more appreciative of what trials mean. Christ suffered for us. He became a merciful high priest for us so that He can help us when we are in need. And so sometimes we see people suffer. Sometimes they die. Loved ones die. But what a tremendous reason for thankfulness should we have, knowing what future they await them. You see, it's not over. Many people have no idea as to what's going to happen after death. We know, don't we, that there is a future. There is a hope. Christ was resurrected from the dead, but He is the firstborn of many brethren. And God tells us that everyone who has died will be brought back to life. Death physical death is not the end of it all. And this is great hope we can have. And we can be very thankful to God that He has given us that hope, that understanding. At the same time, sometimes blessings don't come right away. And we become perhaps frustrated, disillusioned. Some begin to wonder whether there even is a God or whether God is actually still working in their lives. You see, sometimes God allows blessings to be delayed because He wants to see how truthful and trustful and confident and faithful you are, knowing that God will bless you if you do your part and if it is good for you. Now, sometimes God is going to withhold blessings altogether because they are not good for you, and He knows better than you do. And remember that God says that my thoughts are so much higher than yours, and my ways are so much higher than yours. So let's have the confidence and reliance on God that He knows best. And that's also a reason to be thankful. But what kind of thankfulness am I talking about? As I said, it's not just talking about giving a short prayer, saying, "Thank you, Lord, okay, let's now eat." That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a reflection of your thankfulness, which is coming from your heart towards others. First of all, towards God, and also to your fellow man. When Jesus Christ healed several who were plagued with disease, only one person returned to give Him thanks. He made the effort to go back to Christ to thank Him personally. And Christ was very astonished. He said, "Oh, I've healed a lot more than this stranger here," because this man was a stranger. He was a Samaritan. One who was despised by the Jewish community at the time, he was the one who made an effort. But he showed through this effort that he was truly thankful. That wasn't just a passing, fleeting emotion. When somebody is doing something good for you, are you taking the effort of thanking that person, either by a phone call or by a nice note or by a personal visit, showing the person you appreciate what he or she might have done for you? But this is not even all I'm talking about. Are you showing your thankfulness towards a person, towards God, by, if you please, returning the favor? Are you willing to help others when they are in need? You see, God tells you that He has created opportunities for you to do good works for others. Now, let me just say that many times those opportunities come at a quote-unquote inconvenient time. They come at a time when you don't think you really have right now the possibility to help others. Now, God knows about that. He is going to test you to see how thankful you really are towards Him, towards others. Now, if God is opening up those opportunities, He wants you to go through them. And so let's not make the mistake of thinking, "Oh, I can't do it right now, somebody else will." If God would say that, if He feels you are right now in a situation He couldn't help you because He is too busy, where would you end up? So when we keep the Thanksgiving Day weekend next week, let us not forget what this is all about, but let's not limit it to just that weekend, to just that day. Our thankfulness needs to be all year round. Paul says, give thanks for everything and give thanks in everything, in whatever condition you might be, because you should realize that God is working out a plan here below in you. He wants you to be in His kingdom, and He will do everything what it takes to get you into His kingdom. Paul says, if God has begun a good work in you, He will see to it that He will complete it. But you have to be a willing player. You have to be somebody who is participating in the process. God wants that everyone, every human being He's ever created, should be saved, should receive eternal life. But we know that some will reject that offer. Let's make sure you don't reject the offer. Let's make sure that you show the true kind of thankfulness to God, which shows Him that you really appreciate what He is doing for you. And the best way of being thankful to God is to keep His commandments, the ones which define for you how to love God and the ones which define for you how to love your neighbor. And when you do that, you will be truly thankful, and God will pour out His blessings on you in ways you cannot even imagine. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.